The Nobel Prize in Economics highlights the relationship between the government and the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Two Americans are the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Christopher Sims and Thomas Sargent will split the $1.5 million prize. Both have studied for years how government policy affects the economy, a connection, of course, playing out all over the world today, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
There are all kinds of policies that affect the economy, things like raising or lowering interest rates, changes to government spending, or adjustments in fiscal policy. Thomas Sargent and Christopher Sims worked on this research independently in the 1970s. But the Nobel Committee says their work is so complementary, they should share the prize. Sims looks at the effects of short-term, abrupt changes, like adjusting interest rates. Sargent looks at longer-term effects, like how people and businesses change their behavior in response to government policies. One of their former colleagues, Art Rolnick, is a professor at the University of Minnesota. He's worked with both of them. He says their work is especially relevant because in economics, there's no real way to do experiments.
So we have to glean from historical data what policies will impact unemployment, inflation, the business cycle, et cetera.
And their work helps distinguish between government policies that are good for the economy and ones that aren't. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, anywhere from 2 to 3%. A big jump on stocks today because of a European pledge to help the banks. Dow is up 275 points, about 2.5%, at 11,378. The NASDAQ up 3% at this hour. Global markets closed mostly higher today after a big meeting over the weekend between German and French leaders who say they're going to release detailed responses to the European debt crisis by the end of the month, including a plan to ensure those banks in Europe have enough capital to survive. Netflix says it's nixing the plan to split off its DVD movie rental service to a new company called Quixtar. The firm says it moved too fast on that plan, and Netflix stock has taken a beating in the last few months. Henry Blodgett's in charge at Business Insider. He's with us now to talk about some of the Netflix blunders. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
So Quixtar didn't last very long. What's going on?
It didn't. Well, they got panned by both the stock market and their customers the moment they announced it. And this is a company that certainly is willing to take a bit of flack, but I think that even they realized that in the end it was a big mistake. And the reason it was a big mistake is that a lot of people, a lot of their customers actually like the fact that they basically have everything. Either you can stream a movie or a TV show, or you can order the discs. And separating those two things ultimately was a bad experience for customers.
And nobody wanted to sign on to two different accounts, right?
That's right. It creates a real hassle for customers, and certainly it is the wave of the future. Discs aren't going to be with us forever, but it was a little bit too quick on that front.
No pun intended, of course. What's going on at Netflix right now, Henry?
Well, I think the company is, they've demonstrated over the course of their history that they are willing to make decisions that annoy people or scare people in the short term in order to set themselves up to succeed over the long term. And that's very good. I just think that this particular case, they underestimated how many customers really enjoyed the fact that it was convenient and you could go to one place and be assured of getting something. It was just a question of how you were going to get it. But the transition that they're trying to navigate is the transition from physical discs to streaming. Ultimately, everything will be streaming in 5 to 10 years. It's just a question of how the company gets there.
Is Netflix back where it started, you think?
I think they will certainly have made customers happy by rolling this back, and it can't have been an easy decision for them to do that, and it's to their credit that they listened and did it. So I think customers will be happy. I think investors, it will probably take a while for them to get comfortable that the company is really set on its future long-term strategy.
Henry Blodgett from Business Insider. Henry, thanks.
Thank you.
Apple says first-day pre-orders of the iPhone 4S topped 1 million. That broke the record set by last year's model. But last year, the iPhone 4 was only available to AT&T customers. This year, the 4S is available to Verizon and Sprint customers, in addition to AT&T. The iPhone 4S goes on sale this Friday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
California's Governor Jerry Brown just made it easier for children of illegal immigrants to access public funds to go to college. Brown signed the second half of California's version of the DREAM Act. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
22-year-old Justino Mora is a student at UCLA. He's won academic scholarships in the past, but then donors find out he's undocumented.
They call me and they tell me, look, the fact that you are undocumented, you know, we can't give you the scholarship.
The new law gives students like him access to private scholarships and public grants. It could cost the state as much as $15 million. And Helica Salas is executive director of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights Los Angeles. She says the law ensures that undocumented students are the last to receive public funding.
They are going to have to wait until the financial need is met for U.S. citizens and people with legal status.
Unlike the federal DREAM Act before Congress, California's version does not provide any pathway to citizenship. So even if students get financial help with college, it will still be illegal for them to work in this country when they graduate. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, the British studios where 8 Harry Potter movies were made are soon to be open to the public. Warner Brothers says it's going to offer public tours of its studios north of London beginning in late March of next year. Tickets will run you between $30 and $45 for the tour. You'll be able to see all the classrooms and the dorms, the Ministry of Magic, and, of course, Harry's Muggle home on Privet Drive. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. That's where you can get the podcast and, of course, check the numbers throughout the day as well, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Small towns aren't competing with cities anymore. Instead, they're partnering up. Give a little, get a little.
People today look at Des Moines as being an asset instead of being detrimental.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small towns, big towns, they're making it work. That story and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.